Keltus, let's have some more music, Dan. Whiz over to that keyboard. And what are you going to play for us now?
This is a track that we've been actually featuring in the live set, and it's also from the new album. This is called Changes.
Oh, great.
That's it.
On another rainy day, and it's days like these when the general conversation's dead. I hold my breath, should I say anything that's wrong? Ooh, well, it really don't matter. I guess we're both to blame.
That song never gets out of your head. Once it's in there, you're just humming it all day. That is Celtus and Changes from the album What Goes Around, which is the third album, fifth, because there's a couple of live ones, yeah? That's right. And tell us about the instruments, because I hear you're the best one of those players in the world.
That's a bit of an exaggeration, but thank you.
A skinny little recorder thing. What
yeah,
is it?
It's the, well, this is a tin whistle, what I normally use live and stage as my main instrument is what they call the low whistle, which is much bigger than this one here.
Right.
And then obviously I played the Baron, which was...
I'd love to play that!
Yeah, well, you should actually try it because
I'd love to!
All right, then you're playing it on the next track then.
No, sorry. But I love when people play that. I'm like, every time you get the flour or any kind, yeah. I'm like, oh, I want to have a go at that.
It is. It's good. Well, that was my first instrument, was the Baron. And it was given to me by, I don't know if you've ever heard of a band called the Boys of the Lock.
Yes.
It had a guy in there called Cahal McConnell. Well, his father gave it to me when I was a kid.
Wow.
And I was the first instrument.
And he beat the living daylights.
Beat the living daylights out of it, yes.
And do you play other things as well?
The bouzouki and the fiddle, as well as the guitar.
And there's a fiddle here, isn't it? Yeah, you're going to play that on the next track?
Certainly, marvellous.
Yeah. Is that a really old one?
That's a really old one. In fact, we were just talking about that earlier on. It was really funny before, when we were starting off to do this tour. During one of the sound checks, one of the road crew or somebody ran into the violin and it's laying in about four different pieces.
Oh, no.
20 minutes before we're due to go on stage.
You can see there's loads of gaffer tape and glue and everything.
Super glue and stuff.
Yeah, it was evil stick, actually.
What's the history of it then? What is it?
It belongs to my grandfather.
Oh.
And it was a really funny story because... I shouldn't tell this story, but I'm going to tell it anyway. It consists, this is typically what goes on in Ireland. My dad knew that he had left the fiddle to whichever one of the family wanted it, right? But there was this one person in the family who particularly wanted my grandfather's violin. So there was two violins. He had one, a real cheap Japanese one, and that one there, which is quite good, right? So they don't know, the person that wanted this didn't know anything about music or violin. So they asked my dad, would he kindly sort of play one of the violin, both violins, and see, tell him which one was the best, you know, and the sort of thing. But of course, he played the Japanese one, and he played the best he could possibly play. Right? And of course, they immediately grabbed that violin, and he says, "That's the best violin there," and he kept that one, which was really good.
Oh, that's a lovely story. That's great.
So that's how I got that violin.
That's great, brilliant. And Dan, it must be interesting for you, bearing in mind your past. I mean, actually working with people who are using all of these different instruments and stuff, it must be quite interesting.
Yeah. I mean, this is a kind of music that I've not even I'm not used to playing at all, you know, until I started with the band. So it's quite interesting seeing these instruments and especially things like the violin. I'm used to in a classical context,
exactly.
My dad is a classical musician and you know, just to see things being played differently like that, it's very interesting.
Yes, when Dan, it was really funny, when Dan first came down to play us, he told us about his background and his dad playing and everything else, and before he left that day, we had him playing the pigeon on the gate. So, he went home and told everybody about that.
If it moves, play
so
it.
So, very organic sound, you know.
So, any news? Have you got any, I mean, I know you've just finished a massive tour. Have you got anything else planned that we can...
Well, the most exciting thing that has happened to us recently is the fact that we've got a worldwide release on the new album.
Brilliant.
Which is great. So,
so for everybody who's listening on the World Wide Web, Celtus are available worldwide.
Yes. So we'll be able to basically go and, you know, explore those other territories
now and tour. Now, can't you?
Which is great. So
America are just going to love
you. We would dearly, really love to go there. We really would. Because there's a massive, you know, I think there's about 52 million Irish Americans. So.
And everybody wants to be Irish anyway. There was a survey last week and one in four people reckon they have, you know, they have Irish ancestry.
Yeah.
Actually, it's a total load of rubbish. One in ten. But people like to think that Irish because it's such a wonderful, sexy nation, you know, with this culture and everything.
The good thing about it is if you get stopped by the American police like we have done in the past and they find out you're Irish...
Happy from the NYPD or something.
Well, it's our first day in town, they let us go.
Yeah, it'll be all right. But everybody who goes over there from Cranberries, I mean, well, Christy, you know, right the way through, cause everybody to sell out massively, don't they?
Yeah, they do. So please God, you know, we'll get the same kind of response.
You will,
undoubtedly.
And of course, all of the other wonderful places that you can go to.
Yeah.
Oh, well, good luck with that. Now, I presume you're going to pick up this fiddle that's gaffer taped together and Evo stuck.
And it will steadily fall apart as we go through this track.
Are you going to play?
I am actually. Bob, be aware of this machine.
So it's Celtus on Radio 2 playing what?
Well, this is a track that comes from an album that a lot of people thought was Celtus' third album. And really, it was an album we were commissioned to do by EMI, which consisted a lot of traditional music. And we started to play it on the road. And because of the reaction we got, we got the album pressed up, brought it on the road and sold it. And, and found ourselves playing a lot of this kind of thing. So we're going to do one for you now.
Brilliant.
And it's called Purple Diadem.
Purple Diadem. That's Purple Diadem. Do you know what? You just made me feel really happy and as though I should be going to a party now.
Yes.
That was great. Absolutely wonderful stuff. Yes, Celtus and Purple Diadem. The album is What Goes Around. What label's it on? I can't remember.
It's on
Evangeline.
That's it. Evangeline is the label, and that's available worldwide, which is wonderful. Watch out for Celtus, because wherever they're playing, you've got to turn up, Pam, because you'll be assured a wonderful time. Thanks, Pat. Thanks, John. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you.
And more power to your fiddles and everything else. All right.
Thank you very much, Janice.